This is episode number 2200 of the Who Cares News for Monday, May 2nd, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, Oprah.
Oh, Oprah.
She didn't leave home for 322 days during the pandemic.
She was counting.
God, I almost had that record myself.
322.
She says that she really didn't miss people either.
Well, I guess when you're Oprah, right?
Of course, let's think about this. How big is Oprah's house?
Well, I've never been.
She could probably live in a separate sector or wing.
Yeah.
Or a section. You know, each week and
never
see the
same
thing twice.
For a year, for 322 days. Oh, well, I'll start over here at room number one, and by the time I get done, yeah, I like that idea.
And how many bathrooms does she have?
Well, I don't know.
See?
But, you know, if she's a true rich person, which she is, she has more bathrooms than bedrooms. That's the deal. If you are
rich
and you've got a mansion, you have more bathrooms than you do bedrooms. That means... I've done the science.
Well, I wonder if she has a pool house.
Oh, of course she does. She's Oprah.
So Oprah was holed up. You're right. Anyway, she was holed up in her palatial mansion and grounds in Santa Barbara, California for the entire time. Her bestie, Gail King, asked her if she missed people. She said no. After being around two audiences of 300 people a day.
Wow, that
hands,
many? Two a day? Wow.
Yeah, taking selfies, signing autographs. She says her homebody lifestyle is just fine with her.
I would
imagine that.
Yeah.
That's a lot to, you know.
Well, and during a pandemic, you don't have to worry about it. Then it's like, oh, okay.
That's right. So O wasn't totally alone at home. Stedman was allowed in the house.
Oh, well, yeah. Stedman was there.
After a two-week quarantine period in
the
guest house.
What? She made him quarantine in the guest house? Oh, my God.
She probably waved at him from her palatial windows.
You know what? Her and Stedman, I don't buy it anyway. I'm sorry. It's like he's never put a ring on it. I don't think
she wants the ring on it.
Well, why would she want it now?
But I love it. He has to quarantine in the guest house. You want to see me, you sit out there.
I'll see you in a couple
of
weeks.
Sugar mama. So.
Because, you know, I got the whole house to myself.
That's right.
He didn't get a wing. He got the guest house.
Of course, now Gail came to visit with her CBS News team.
She probably got to stay in one of the guest bedrooms.
Well, they had to adhere to her strict quarantine regimen, of course.
Well, okay, I get that.
But they still got in the house. Stedman didn't.
Stedman. This has got, I mean, you know, you're Stedman and you're dating Oprah or you're seeing her or you live with her or whatever. And of course, he doesn't get, you know, he's never in the doghouse, but he's in the guest house. You see what I'm getting at?
Hey, you just got to keep him in his place.
I think she keeps everybody in their place.
I think so.
You're probably right. 22 days.
So, O doesn't realize, I mean, she does realize, she says, that she's extremely blessed and privileged, and living at her place, it isn't half bad.
It's not half bad.
Yeah, because I was going to say, if there was a complaint there, I'm going to open up.
You know what? I think, though, we probably should go after this from the fact that, hey, Oprah, we'd like to interview you for the radio show.
Yeah.
Worldwide radio program.
We'll
come to your place.
We're a hop, skip, and a jump.
We'll quarantine in your guest house for 2 weeks.
Sure, betcha.
Because we know that you got craft service. Or catering. Or both. Or a personal chef.
There's probably a maid just for the guest house. Well, Bill Murray has finally spoken out about his alleged inappropriateness with a female working on a movie with him.
Yeah.
So, the report caused production on the film Being Mental.
Being Mental.
Just reminds me of Amber Heard.
Boy, you've gone the Amber Heard thing this morning. My God. What did you do? Did you watch the thing all last week? Did you get any work
Heck
done?
Heck yeah, I watched it. I told you, I wasn't going to watch any of it, and I started watching when Jeff was on the stand.
Yeah. And you're hooked.
Hooked.
You're hooked.
Hooked, line, and sinkered.
Yeah.
Anyway. Report caused production of the film Being Mental. It's shut down for an investigation.
Well, yeah, because that's what happens. you're inappropriate. They shut everything down. They have an independent investigation. Yep. And then they roast you on Entertainment Tonight.
So Bill says he did indeed cause the problem.
Oh, he came clean.
No, really.
Okay.
He didn't say what he did. He considered the action a joke.
Wow.
But he realizes that some might not take it that way.
Well, I mean, if it's deemed inappropriate, it's not funny. It's just not funny. Well,
he just didn't say what he didn't say what he
well,
did.
Well, I get it.
So, he says,
yeah,
it's been quite an education for me. The world is different than it was when I was a little kid. What I always thought was funny as a little kid isn't necessarily the same as what's funny now.
Gee, Bill, really?
Bill Murray, I'd have to agree with you there.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it doesn't make it right.
That's true.
You know?
It doesn't.
I mean, learn a lesson here. You know, we all had inappropriateness growing up. There's still plenty of inappropriateness in the world, but...
There's way too much of it.
It's time that we have a reckoning.
Don't you think?
You reckon we have a reckoning?
Well, Bill says that he and the woman are talking, and they're working through it.
Oh.
Hopefully there's, you know, supervised.
Yeah.
He's not certain if they can move past it enough to resume the movie.
Oh. Well, then...
Well, he's not certain if they can move past
it. I'm pretty sure there's going to be some money exchange hands.
Oh,
that's what I'm
probably.
Thinking. It's like, would $500,000 help out there for my inappropriateness? It's very Harvey Weinstein of him to say that. But.
I don't know what the inappropriate.
Well, yeah, how bad could it have been if he thought it was a joke? Now, I could see telling off-color jokes.
Bill Murray's been, he is cantankerous at times.
Well, yeah, of course he is.
But he ain't dumb. But then again, maybe he was.
Wow.
I don't know.
I mean,
the truth will come out.
I tell funny things about Halle Berry. Am I being inappropriate?
Of course you are.
Most likely I am. Yeah. Now I think about it.
Is that really a question?
It's really for comedy's sake. Really?
Really?
So there's the thing. Being funny doesn't make it. Okay. Poor stand-up comics have got it. They're so screwed now.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They can't say anything anymore.
Now they might get slapped.
I did see Jim Gaffigan at the trade show I was
at. Oh, that's awesome.
And he's the clean comic, and he did a clean bit.
He is so funny.
But all he talked about was diarrhea. He must have had diarrhea. It was on his mind. You know what? He could have talked about Halle Berry.
Well, maybe he ate at the buffets in Las Vegas.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.